Hey guys, welcome back to On the Couch with Ask Nanny Q. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. If somebody sent you the podcast or any of my social media outlets, thank you for sharing, liking, subscribing, all of the good stuff. I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate the love and support. So on this episode, we're talking about siblings. Now, I'm the oldest on my daddy's side and my mom's side too. I'm the oldest child. So I tend to be the mom everywhere I go. I tend to be the one looking out for everybody. I tend to be the one who is always trying to make sure everything is in order. I guess it's the oldest child syndrome, or we just are so used to being parents when our parents aren't at home. Because you remember, the oldest is always in charge. So I take that with me everywhere I go. I'm the oldest. Listen to me. But what to do when you're trying to introduce your child to a new sibling? So a few things that I would do, especially in childcare, is once we found out mom was having a new baby, we made sure that especially if we could really pay attention, we would make sure that the baby is playing with baby dolls, girl or boy. I am not one of those people who will tell you boys shouldn't play with dolls. I've never said that. I don't know where that came from. I don't even know why people frown upon boys playing with dolls, because here's the thing. He's going to be a father one day. He's going to have to hold a baby. He's going to have a sibling one day. He's going to hold this sibling. We have to stop making everything about gender. Oh, that's something girls do. Boys can't do that. Oh, girls can't do that. Boys can't do that. No, if they want to play with the toys, allow them to play with the toys. I don't care if it's a kitchen, a beauty shop, whatever it is. Allow your child to have a great imagination. But back to what we're talking about. So when mom comes in, hey, we're having a baby. Can y'all do some extra stuff so we can make sure that they are ready for this new child? Yes. First thing I tend to do is, let's play with the baby doll today, class. Let's make sure we're doing gentle rubs, because remember, it's a baby. And sometimes, like at the end of the day when we're changing our classes, or I have a baby from another room in the classroom with me, I like to sit down so the other kids can come over and look at the baby, or look at the little hands, because once they learn the word baby, it could be a child that's the same size as them and they're gonna be, oh baby. So you want to get them used to gentle hugs, gentle touches, gentle kisses, and you want to make sure that you pull your oldest child into everything you're doing with the new sibling. Changing diapers. Hey baby, can you go get mom some diapers? Oh, you want to help me change the baby diaper? Oh, baby has a stinky diaper. We have to put this in the trash. All of those little things, it makes being the big brother and the big sister even more important, because we want to make sure that we're helping out in any kind of way. One of my kids that I nanny now, her mom just had a baby. She's six. No. Yeah, she's six or seven. Her mom just had a baby, and she is an amazing big sister. Sometimes you have those kids who are just over being the only child, and they're ready for a sibling. So they are going over and beyond to make sure that this baby has everything it could possibly need. And I have parents who reach out to me and are like, well, my oldest is 13 and I don't want my baby to, be mad or regret. No, mom, I promise you, when your kids are in their teenage year and you turn around and have a smaller child, for some odd reason, that becomes their child. I don't know how or what, but you will notice that your teen that you thought was going to hate being a big brother or sister has taken on the full role of getting the baby, feeding the baby, changing the baby, having the baby in the room with them, chilling with the baby, playing with the baby, all of that extra stuff that you were afraid that they were not going to do. sometimes kids love being big brother, big sister. So we have to make sure that we are giving them every opportunity to do it. And even if the kids are just a few years apart, you still want to make sure that you are allowing this other child to help you. Even if they're sitting next to you and feeding the baby, you want to make sure that you encourage, "Oh, I'm so thankful that you're helping mommy feed the baby. Thank you for feeding the baby. Thank you for this. Thank you for that." So, a little story time here. Ronald was 1. I think he was probably 1.5 or something like that. Lachelle was 12 weeks old. She was in the bed in her plate, and she was in her crib. Ronald climbed in her crib, picked her up, got her out of the crib, and brought her to me and said, "Mama, me baby crying." At that point, I was terrified, but I couldn't let him know that I was terrified because I didn't want to scare him, for one. For two, I didn't want him to think that he was about to get a whooping. I wanted him to understand, "Oh, we can't pick up the baby." But at the same time, I wanted to say thank you for making sure your sister is good. So what I had to do after I got myself together, "Thank you for bringing me the baby. Oh, you did so good. But let's make sure we don't go in the crib and get her, okay? Next time, just come and get me and I'll go get her, okay?" And I think he cried and was like, "No, me baby cry, me baby cry." And we did a full talk. And I had to explain to him that I know this is your baby, but you can't get her out the bed because I don't want you to hurt yourself trying to get in the bed to her. And he was like, "Oh." And see how I had to change that? Not, "I don't want you to hurt her. I don't want you to hurt yourself trying to help her." And it was like, "Oh, okay." And I don't think he did it anymore. But when they got into pre-K and daycare and stuff, he always walked out of his classroom anytime he heard her cry. No matter what activity he was doing in his class, if he heard his sister cry, he was definitely walking out the classroom to see what she was doing. If you don't believe me, you can Facebook message or IG message Raven Marshall. She owns a daycare in Memphis. She can tell you this is exactly what Ronald would do. He will walk out of his class if he heard his sister cry. And she will tolerate it. This is why my kids went to how many daycares? 5 before I found one that I really loved. So once your kids are, you know, in this perfect relationship, remember they're going to have fights. Remember they're going to argue. That's what kids do. So they might not be all lovey-dovey every day and, "I love you, brother. I love you, sister." That's okay. Because when the fights happen, one of my things that I love was the sharing shirt. That's where I got one of my t-shirts and made the kids wear it together and told them, "All right, so who wants to be the left side and who wants to be the right side?" And they will always be like, "Oh, I don't want to wear it." That's okay, because you're going to learn what teamwork is. So if that's your left arm and he's your right arm, you guys have to learn to work together to get everything done. Probably about the 4th or 5th time they had to do it, they started thinking it was a game. So I was like, I have to come up with something different. But I always set my kids down and told them, at the end of the day, that is your sister, that is your brother. You fight people on the outside. You don't fight each other. If something happens to me, you guys have to take care of each other. I'm not saying he has to take care of you, Lachelle, or Lachelle, you have to take care of him. You guys have to take care of each other. Because once I'm gone, I need to make sure that you guys are going to be okay. And for a while, they would be like, "Don't say that, Mama." Now that they're older, they totally understand what I say. They understand the meaning of, "I am my brother's keeper. I am my sister's keeper." And people always say, how did you get your kids to be so close? What did you do? We struggled together. Because we had so many different struggles, it brought us together. It brought us close. Even when we lived in apartments, my kids got the master bedroom in every apartment I've ever stayed in, and I got the small bedroom because I could only afford a 2-bedroom. So there was no reason for me to give them the smaller bedroom when they could have the big bedroom and I could have the small bedroom. It's 2 of them and it's 1 of me. I don't need that much room. I'm going to work, sleeping, coming home, being a parent. That's about it. So I've always made the sacrifice to make sure that my kids knew better or had better so their bond could be tighter. And I made sure to tell them on a regular basis. My favorite child is the dog. Yeah, I don't want y'all to think that either one of y'all my favorite, because you're not. My favorite child is the dog. And now that I got a grandchild, my favorite child is my grandson. Because I could never live without either one of my kids. I have my left and I have my right. Ronna and Lachelle. They made me grow up. They made me not give up. They have made me be the better version of myself over and over and over again. This is why I pour so much into them. I made sure that my kids understood what real love is, what it's supposed to be. And I made sure that they understood that whatever I do for one, I'm going to do for the other. A lot of people were mad because my daughter got a hotel room for graduation. No, for her prom night, she got a hotel room. And people were like, I can't believe that you let your daughter have a hotel room. If my son was able to do it, my daughter can do it also. Mm-hmm. There's no gender stuff in my house. If my son said me and my friends going out at midnight, my daughter can do it too. Mm-hmm. And that's how me and my husband ran our household. One person wasn't better than the other. And neither one of my kids, when they moved, were able to keep their old rooms. So once my kids moved out the house, because they moved out when they were 18, they moved back home now. But when they first moved out in their own apartment, I turned both of their rooms into guest rooms. Make sure you got all your stuff. We can put all of the pictures and stuff in my office, but you don't have a room that you can always be like, oh, I got a room in my mama's house. No, baby, you don't. For one, if I don't have it for Ronald, Lachelle, no, she can't get it. If I don't have it for Lachelle, Ronald, no, he can't get it. And instead of me having 2 rooms just for them, nobody can get a room. Mm-mm-mm. Take all your stuff with you. If not, put it in the garage, but don't leave it in the room because I got guests coming. And I always wanted my kids to understand that no matter how many pictures I have up in my house, if you look at it, most of the pictures are my kids together. Everything that I have done for them over the years, I made sure that they understand that each of them gets my love 100%. There's not a 50-50. You get 100%. You get 100%. Because both of y'all get on my NF-ing nerves. Both of them. All both of them. But I love them. And how I made sure that they were close was that's something I've always prayed for, is that my kids are close. I always pray that God made sure that they had a bond nobody could break. And these are the things that you say over your kids. And even if your kids don't get along, they argue, allow the arguments. Allow them to have their own friends. Don't make them stay friends with just their siblings. That's not fair. They have to have a life outside of their siblings. They have to be able to go places without taking their siblings with them. That's one thing that I despised growing up, was that every time I wanted to do something, I had to take my little sister. I love my little sisters, all 3 of them, but nobody wants to have to go places and take their little brother or sister anywhere. No, you going outside, take your brother or sister. No, why? So when my kids, since my kids were so close, they always had friends. They had a brother and sister, so they could always go play. You going outside? You going outside with them? No. All right, you go ahead. I'll see you in a minute. So I never was that if you take one, you got to take the other. No, because not everybody wants to take both of them. Somebody might just want to take Lachelle. Somebody might just want to take Ronald, and that was okay with me. It wasn't a, oh, you got to take both of them. No, because they need time by themselves also. So when you're introducing a new sibling to the kids, make sure that you talk about it with them. Get their input, even if they're little. What do you want to name your brother and sister? Say things like that. Give them those kind of questions just to see what they say. And now that we're in a era where we record and video everything, I think it'll be pretty cool to record, you know, a video saying, what do you want to name your brother and sister? So when they say Puppy Pig or Elmo and give you all of the funny names, when that small one gets older, you could be like, this was your name if I would have let your brother or sister pick. Things like that. The memories are amazing for our kids. And that's what you want to make sure that they have. You never want your kids to say, oh, mom loved you more, or she did more with you, or you were her favorite. My kids could never say, well, you were her favorite. No, you're not. Neither one of you are. And I make sure that I tell them that. I don't ever want them to feel that somebody is my favorite. And with me having a girl and a boy, believe me, neither one is my favorite. They both are my favorite. My favorite son and my favorite daughter. But my favorite child is my grandson. I know my kids probably gonna be like, good, I hope he gonna take care of you since he your favorite. But you want to make sure that you make the transition of a new sibling so easy with your kids that if they get three or four new siblings, it's like, ah, I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. You want them to do things together, but still make sure that you take the time to do things with each child by themselves. Even if it's 10 to 15 minutes a day, pick an activity that you know that they really like to do, and you guys do it together with no other sibling. And that's something that I'm actually glad that I get to do, is I get to go out to eat with my daughter or go shopping with my daughter, and me and my son can go out to eat or have lunch or brunch or something when he's free. These are things that I made sure that I got to do with them. I wanted my kids to always know that no matter how busy I am, I'm always going to make time for you as your parent. It makes a difference. And when you have more than one child, you really want your kids to understand that even though I'm working, I'm never too busy to make time for you. I'm never too busy to give you that love that you need. And they grow up and they always remember it. My kids still remember remember the shirt that they had to wear. That sharing shirt. They still remember that. My mom used to make us wear a shirt and we would have to do stuff together because she said that we was arguing too much. Yep. Those are all the things that I made sure that I did to help my kids build relationships, learn how to vocal their emotions, and how to work with the opposite sex. Even though that's your brother, even though that's your sister, now my son understands when a woman is on her cycle, leave her the hell alone. Give her chocolate, rub her feet, because that's all the stuff he had to do for his sister. And now my sister know when her brother is going through whatever in a relationship, just be a listening ear. That's all he needs, an ear, somebody to cook for him. And when he's sick, she know how to take care of her brother. They love each other. They have a bond, a very tight bond. And I am very grateful and I thank God daily for their relationship. So remember, include the kids in everything you do with the new sibling, even acting like you're going to let them name the baby. feeding, changing, everything. Make sure that you spend time separately with each child if you can, and make sure that you give your kids all of your love. It is not fair to have a favorite when you have more than one child. It's just not that. Yeah, that's all. I'm gonna leave it at that. Maybe we'll do an episode on a favorite child. Maybe. But thank you for listening to Ask Nanny Q. You guys have a great evening.